Today is Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. We thank you for including us as part of your morning today. Our Minute with the Master is from James chapter 4, verse number 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Today's scripture challenges us to keep life in perspective. It reminds us that we are all on earth for a short time. During our time here, it is important for us to spend our time wisely, doing things that matter and letting go of those things that are distractions. What are the things that matter most in life? Well, the most important thing in life is to connect with Jesus, to connect with family, and to connect with other people, people in our homes, people in our Christian family, and people everywhere we go. When we make Jesus our highest priority, he rallies around us to ease the burden of our everyday issues. He looks to and fro for issues that need to be headed off, for unanticipated needs that must be cared for, and he goes about the business of cutting a path to make things happen for us. Because none of us knows what our life will be like tomorrow, Jesus tells us to seek him first each day, and everything else will fall into place. If things have not fallen into place yet, it is not God's appointed time for them to do so. Your challenge for the day is to live today putting God first, putting his people first, and putting your personal relationships above everything else. Take that trip you have been putting off, reach out to that person who has been avoiding you, and let go of those things that are petty. Consult God in everything as you go about your daily business today, and remember to nurture those relationships that really matter. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Caprice's aunt's grandson. He was shot in the head and is hospitalized. We pray for God to watch over him and for him to fully recover. The nations. We continue to pray for the instability in the world to settle down, for terrorists and evil organizations to be brought under subjection and rooted out, and for God to continue to protect America and the freedom we stand for. Pastor M and Lady P. We pray for God to strengthen him and heal First Lady. Heads of household, we ask the Lord to endow you with the wisdom and spiritual growth to lead your family. The sick among us, we pray for an antidote for healing of all those diseases for which there is no cure. We ask the Lord to give doctors and medical researchers the wisdom to make the right diagnosis and prescribe the effective treatment without a lot of side effects. Those taking state board exams, we are praying for all the information needed to flow freely and for them to pass. Churches hosting Vacation Bible School, we pray for a productive, fruit-bearing, successful week. Everyone on the call today, we pray for the Lord to open doors so your needs will be supplied and your desires granted. We also ask him to help you hear his voice clearly as you seek direction and guidance today. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine, and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted by be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you. You kept us safe all night long from seen and unseen danger all night long. And right early this morning, God, you touched us, allowed us to open our eyes and to see a new day. We're blessed just to be alive on today. We're blessed. Believers, somebody ain't gonna make it, but all thanks be to God today. We made it. God is good. I get joy just to see a new day. I get joy. Be thankful unto God. That's our first blessing. Then he brought us back together again in prayer. Laying it all at his feet, he brought us back together again in prayer one more time. God is good. Oh, goodness of ours. He just looked beyond our faults. And he supplied our needs. He opened doors. He poured out blessings. He heals the sick. God, I pray for gunshot victims. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. God, stop the violence, God. I pray in Jesus' name is so much. God is still able. Despite of God is still able. Despite of God is still able to heal, to deliver, to set free. I come to tell you, God is still able. I trust God. Despite of what it may look like, family, God is still able. I believe. And healing and deliverance and being set free. I believe in miracles. I believe. And I know that God, so Jesus is coming back. I believe it. God's on everything. And God's on everybody. Everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to us. I believe. Tell yourself all day today, I believe. Despite of my struggles, I believe. Despite of what I'm going through today, I believe it. God is going to come through. He's going to wipe the tears from my eyes. He's going to mend my broken heart. He's going to restore the joy. I believe it. Just believe. Don't doubt God. Believe God. In your weakest hour, you can believe God. Because everything that you need, God got it. He on a cattle on a thousand hills, and those hills belongs to God. God got it. He got it. You don't have to worry about anything. God got it. All you gotta do is name it and claim it, and you shall receive it. God got it in the name of Jesus. God got it. You want a godly husband? God got it. A godly wife? God got it. You want a peace of mind? God got it. can do all things. He can save anybody. God, got it. I trust God. And I believe. Storm may rise, winds may blow. I still trust God. When the doctor said they've done all that they can do, I will still trust God. He got the last say-so, believers. He had the last say-so. So don't worry about anything. You just trust God. And tell self, I believe. Whatever your belief is, it's about to happen. You tell God, I believe. It's on the way. I believe, God. I believe. I believe. And the devil will flee. He will go. Just tell them, I got, I believe God today. God is good. God is kind. God is merciful. God is great. And he's greater to be praised. God is great. Be a bold believer. Be a loud believer. Let others see him in you. That they want to glorify the God that they see in you. It's something special about that woman, that man, that young boy, that young... Oh, it's something special about them. Let God shine in you. Let him glow. He's good. He's so good. God is amazing. And God is great. And God, I thank you for every word, God, you instilled in me, oh God. Thank you for every prayer petition, every prayer request. Those who have not yet submitted a request, God already know. You keep your head up. You keep praying that prayer. I come to tell you it's on the way. I believe it, and I shall receive it in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. You keep your head up. You square your shoulders. You keep a smile on your face because it confuses the enemy. Just smile. When you're going through, just smile. When you're not going through, you still can smile. Just smile. Keep a smile on your face. God is good. Keep that smile. Know who you belong to. We belong to God. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Keep that smile. And God, I continue to pray for this ministry, God. You have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I ask that thou will continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to mold us. Continue, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher in you, O God. We're not going to look for glory, honor, nor praises because it all belongs to you, great God Almighty in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray for the Lord to order your steps and light your way. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.